It's so difficult. I'm looking for that answer all the time. We try and build it into drills and stuff to make it so that we're that competitive edge to win. We try and talk about that confidence and just, it's a mindset change. You know, winning is contagious, but so is losing. And so far we just need to, we need to find our way over that hump. And I think once we get over it, it's going to be a lot better.
I think one of the things with volleyball too, and I guess one of the encouraging things about having 26 out is the program is going to start to flip. And I think I'm starting to see it do a little bit here. There's a competitiveness, not that you want the other programs to do badly, but if you have really good athletes at Trenton High School, for you as a volleyball coach, you'd like them to be on the volleyball team. How much are you starting to see that where you see the real good athletes in the high school start to look at volleyball as an option for the fall?
I think that they're starting to. I'd like to see more of our girls be dual sport athletes. You know, you still don't see a lot of volleyball players go play basketball, and I feel like those two sports go hand in hand, so I'm not really sure why the pull's not there to do both of those, but I definitely encourage them to do it. I think success will help build that. So when younger athletes see success out here on the floor, they see not even necessarily success, but they see just something that's fun, high intense, a crowd that wants to get into it, and they get to see that and be a part of that atmosphere, that's going to make them want to join in on that program.
I think Maysville has a program this year, if I saw correctly. Is it close for the GRC to add volleyball as a sport that would be competed for on a conference level?
I think we're still one or two schools out. I'm not for
you
sure about
eight,
that,
right?
But I believe so.
Okay.
I know Maysville, does, they are now at a high school level. They've had a JV team for a while. This is their first time doing a varsity team. So,
and it's one of those things, too, that for whatever reason, it seems like that volleyball is a popular sport from Trenton westward. From Trenton eastward, as far as you know, your Milans and Putnam counties and Princeton's is not really something that's on the docket anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't know if that's just numbers-wise or sports, but I don't think that... From what I've heard, not many of those schools are really looking to put it in. So, yeah, you go west or you go south, and you start to see a lot more teams.
And we talked about LeBlanc, and you know, I was over there doing that match. And this is a really easy thing to say, and it's a tougher thing to do. But the thing that separates LeBlanc from, say, your Trentons and other teams that they play is we had mishits, errors that you couldn't say were errors that were forced by LeBlanc. They're just Trent hurting Trenton. You don't see that very much from LeBlanc because, you know, they don't have mishits. The ball goes where it needs to go. So it's really getting rid of those mishits and just the self-inflicted wounds that kind of separates one program from another, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, ball handling and just being comfortable in those situations. You know, that's something we looked at afterwards and something we've been really striving to fix up on our end. But it's a fine line because you gotta be willing to make some of those mistakes to keep it aggressive. And if you're not aggressive, then you're never going to get over the hurdle of those teams. So, you know, your new programs that are still in the same boat that we're in, where, you know, we're competitive with each other, it'll stay competitive as long as you're not making errors, you'll win those games. But, you get up there, and even your Lathrop's, Plattsburgh, stuff like that, the ones that I feel like we've been on the edge of for a while, those teams are also going to be tough to beat if you're not being aggressive.
I think you hit on something, too, that if you look at what's going to be the thing that really gets this program to that next step, it's winning a district. It's getting to that four-team sectional and quarterfinal on that Saturday, I think, in November, where spots in the Final Four are at stake. Getting through districts and putting up a flag in this gym, I think, is the next step for this program.
It definitely is, and it's something we've been striving for a while. I know whenever I took over, I was pushing hard for it day one. I even tell the girls, you know, my dream is to go coach in the Final Four state. That's a long ways down the path, but I'm going to coach every girl like that's a possibility. And so we strive for that kind of ability and aggressiveness in the way we do things, but districts is along the way of that road. So if we can get that hurdle done, that's one step stone towards it.
I'm sure you maybe have saw this, but when they made all those Misha decisions, I think last spring, they moved in basketball back to Columbia and looking at different options. Did you see that? I think there's a pretty good chance that St. Joe might have the volleyball Final Four here in a couple of years. Did you see the same thing?
I hadn't looked at that, but
I think Civic Arena might put in a bid like 24, 25, something like that.
Gotcha, that'd be nice.
That for area interest would be huge because going to Cape Girardeau, as fun as it is to go to the Final Four, that's a long haul from up here.
Yeah, and that would be great, and that would be a bigger pull for some of our smaller schools to possibly get more interest in the sport. I know down south, it is volleyball is where it's at. Mm-hmm. But a lot of those south schools, I was talking to them whenever we were at Branson, and a lot of them play softball in the spring. So, you know, you're not battling with them to try and pull those same athletes. Not that we really compete with each other, but, you know, you get some athletes go to softball, some of them are going to go to volleyball, and down there, they're doing both of those, so...